Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're invited to take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
And I've had this story for a few days that I've wanted to get into, and, you know, there's just constantly so much stuff to talk about. That some stories make it in, some don't. This one, I feel, it's come so close to being right, and yet it still manages to be wrong. How much freedom...
Thank you, mainstream media.
Yes. How much freedom would you be willing to give up to live a life that is nearly free of risk? That's the question they're asking, right? And
seems like a false question already, because I want to say zero.
I would say zero, okay, as well, and that's not their answer. The author found themselves pondering that question while perusing a recent article in the Washington Post that reads in places like a press release from the advocacy group Mothers Against Drunk Driving. The piece reports on a provision of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that Biden is set to sign next week, which will mandate automobile manufacturers install technology in new cars to stop drunk people from driving.
Oh, they talked about this a little bit last night.
Did they?
Yeah. That particular piece of legislation.
Yeah, well, I don't buy cars that are newer than like 2012, 2013, okay, anyway, so it's not going to affect me. But
until it does.
Well, it shouldn't, right? Because they're only putting these breathalyzer or blood sensor discrete cameras, whatever it is they're doing, in newer models of cars.
Have you already forgotten about Cash for Clunkers? Where they bought back all the old cars and then destroyed them, taking a whole section of that stock off the market, forcing people to buy newer cars with the technology that they want you to have, and that they wouldn't do that again.
Maybe
in a few years.
There are always going to be older model cars out there for people who want,
sure,
to avoid the technology and stuff like that.
Until the government mandates they be destroyed.
I mean, that's not impossible, right? I do drive a 2003 Eclipse, and that thing is not up to 2021 safety and emission and mileage standards. So there may very well come a time when the federal government's like, hey, look, no, that car's too old. But then again, people are still driving around cars that were made in like 1940s. They just fixed them up a little bit.
Right.
So maybe we won't ever actually see that point. That said, if you want to buy a car from the 1940s, it's not going to cost you what a 2007 will.
That's a classic.
Yeah. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 10,000 people in 2019 died in crashes involving an alcohol-impaired driver. Nearly all of those people, and similar numbers every other year, would have been saved in a world where such technology was present in all cars, so what's not to love?
So I'm going to say something outlandish real quick.
Sure.
Because I want to make the case for drunk driving.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So anytime there's an accident between like a drunk driver and a sober driver in the news, who usually survives that?
I don't know.
It's usually the drunk driver.
Okay.
Right, drunk driver, like even the sports guy that got busted recently going like 150 miles an hour drunk and killed some innocent person. Right? Drunk dude survives, sober victim dies.
So you're trying to insinuate that if the other person was also drunk that they wouldn't have died?
I'm trying to say if you want to survive a car accident, you're better off drunk.
All right.
But maybe you have a better chance of avoiding a car accident if you're not drunk.
Maybe. But you want to take that risk? Do you want to survive or do you want to die? If you're going to get into a car accident...
I'll take the risk because,
okay,
I'm not averse to risk, right?
Okay.
And a lot of people are, and that's why they like this technology, like the author here who says...
But you can't control the drunk driver either. You're going to get smashed by a drunk dude and you're going to be the one who perishes and he's going to be in jail, you know, with some...
Well, in this theory, if all of the cars required to have this technology in it that will breathalyze you or whatever, then you wouldn't... No, there would be no drunk drivers.
I think they would suggest that.
I tend to think the person who is driving drunk regularly enough to actually be at risk of causing a crash is not going to be driving a 2022 model car. I could be wrong there. But the author says, I admit that at first sight it's difficult to say, but that's because I have grown accustomed to living in a risk-averse society, so much so that any rule or regulation that increases safety and protects people from the risk of injury and death seems self-evidently sound. But is it? How much freedom and responsibility should we be willing to surrender in order to limit risk?
Zero!
Yeah, my answer is also zero, but we're unusual in that regard.
Or at least zero mandated, right? Like, I will take responsibility and mitigate my own risk, but none of it should be mandated upon me or foisted upon me by the state.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's a good qualification.
There was a time, like, in Hawaii, you know, Hawaii has a seatbelt law, so I had to, like, wear a seatbelt. Well, the car I was driving, that thing didn't click in at all. So to, like, I was driving unsafe for years, but in order to not get a ticket, I would strap it over myself and then put the belt lap part under my stomach and just hold it in place with my belly fat so it looked like I was wearing a seatbelt, but just to not get pulled over.
One of the few times in my life I got pulled over, it was for not wearing a seatbelt. And this made me late for work one day. This was still when I was in college, and there were people driving down the highway doing like 15, 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. State trooper ignores all of them, sees me without a seatbelt, pulls me over.
I got one of those as I was leaving court for something else.
Oh gosh. I actually
had to call my probation officer. You're not going to believe this. They just pulled me over.
I actually had a boyfriend who same thing with you, his seatbelt didn't work in his car.
Yeah.
And he was about to fix it the day before, but for some reason did not fix it. He got into a car accident. He fell asleep while he was driving. He flipped his car three times into a telephone pole, and at the hospital, they said that he would have died if he was wearing a seatbelt because the driver's side got crushed and he was flung to the passenger side.
Yep.
So in that case, he literally would have died if he was wearing a seatbelt.
Yep. Take your risk either way, man. You can wear it and survive. You can not wear it and survive, and vice versa. It depends on the accident, which again is why it should be up to the individual to make the choice for themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still surprised now that I'm thinking about it that you can even put a car in drive without the seatbelt being latched. You know,
this was an older car. Like, this is, you know, like an 89 or something.
Well, still, but even a modern car, you don't have to have a seatbelt on in order to put it into gear, right?
No. Yeah. My car just keeps beeping until you get so fed up that you just buckle it up.
Don't give them ideas.
I'm just saying.
Breathalyzer, and you got to click it.
But that annoying beeping thing,
it's awful.
That's how they trained people to put on their seatbelts, right? Because in order to make it go away, you put on your seatbelt. I had a friend who got trained by his vehicle like this. And eventually, every time he would get into a vehicle, he would just automatically put on his seatbelt because he had been trained to do that to make the annoying sound go away.
You should tell your friend on, like, Wish for, like, $3. They sell a little seatbelt thing that just clicks right in for you.
Do they really?
No belt required. Yeah.
I have one of those, and it doubles as a bottle opener.
Perfect. So you don't have to wear a seatbelt, and you can open a bottle of beer. That's perfect. It's one thing to think, as most of us do, that cars should include passive devices intended to protect drivers and passengers from severe death and injury. Seatbelts and airbags work in this way, in the background, doing their work of protection only in the event of an accident. They don't prevent the accident from happening. A computer monitoring system that looks for evidence of impairment and then locks out the driver when inebriation is detected is very different. It's also not perfect. That would just suck to appear to be impaired, even if you haven't had anything to drink. You get into your car to go home. It's like, no, you're drunk. You have to call a taxi or whatever.
Yeah, if that was the case, I would never be able to drive home after working night shift because I'm really tired and I appear to be impaired.
Excellent point.
What if you got a lazy eye and it just doesn't look like you're looking at the road?
In these cases, the technology overrides the driver's agency and stands in for his or her defective judgment. The machine makes the decision, like a parent or guardian assigned to babysit the human driver.
Perfect. That's exactly what the state wants.
That's exactly what a lot of people want, man. I have friends who insist that, you know, the vaccine should be mandatory and that if you don't get it, you should be arrested.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Well,
that's extreme.
This person's a bit on the extreme when it comes to totalitarianism.
I also hate people who use the seatbelt argument as the government program that saves lives to justify more government programs to maybe save lives.
There's no seatbelt requirement in New Hampshire, and as far as I'm aware, there's there's no statistical difference between car casualties here and in Massachusetts.
It's probably less, actually.
Probably. If you're not wearing a seatbelt, you tend to be more cautious about driving. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. to join us. Talk about whatever's important to you. That's 603-283-6160. And we're giving away a BitBox. Now, what is that? That's a 100% open source hardware wallet that mitigates a lot of the problems that other hardware wallets sometimes have. So we're giving one away. We're actually giving away three, but we're starting with one. All you have to do is subscribe to our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com and then tweet a screenshot of your subscription to me on our social media server, which you can find at social.freetalklive.com. We'll be choosing a winner at random at some point using some methodology that we haven't even figured out yet, but it's going to be live on an episode of Free Your Talk Live, which we also haven't figured out when that's going to be. So, plenty of time at this point to enter the contest.
More peppers?
No. It will not be more peppers. But if you don't want to wait for all of that or you don't want to get involved in this contest, you can get one directly at box.freetalklive.com. Use code FTL to get 5% off. That's box.freetalklive.com. Yeah, absolutely no more peppers, man. Look, I went to the Indian place today in Keene. You know, I go there fairly often. So when they see my order, they go, oh, extra spicy. But I didn't actually want extra spicy today. And it was so far the most brutally spicy thing that I've had from them. And just not mentally prepared for it.
Let's torture listeners. Submit your video of you eating the Carolina Reaper, and then you will select a BitBox of people who submit the video.
Hold on, what now? Run that by me again.
Have listeners submit a video of them doing the Reaper challenge, right? And then randomly select from people who submitted a video of doing the Reaper challenge.
That sounds fair.
I'm not opposed to it, but
I'm just spitballing stuff here.
I'd be like, no, I'll just buy it. That's fine.
I don't want to be responsible for anyone dying or going to the hospital or
if
anything.
If they die,
like
they're not going to be able to submit the video.
I know, but I'm so still.
It's amongst the survivors. Okay.
Survival of the fittest, right? So anyways, speaking of taking risk, because that's what one does when one eats a Carolina Reaper, we're talking about this article here that is all about people being opposed to taking any risks at all. The most vaccine-hesitant parts of the country might seem more willing to accept risk, but that is deceptive. Well, of course it is, because there's risk in everything. Whether you're going to be vaccinated or unvaccinated, there's risk on both sides of the aisle. It's just a matter of weighing one risk against the other.
Yep.
And for me,
Do you want COVID or myocarditis?
Yeah. The same friend who thinks people should be arrested if they refuse to get vaccinated was talking to me last night. And I was like, well, look, it's very simple. I've already had COVID. I know what it's going to do to me. And my roommates just had COVID as well, and I didn't get it a second time. So I'm going to say, hey, I'm immune to it at this point, because that was what spurred the conversation. It's like, hey, my girlfriend, she just got COVID a second time. I was like, well, that's interesting, because I just did not get COVID a second time, even though the other two people living here both had it. But anyway, I pointed out that it's stupid for me to get the vaccine when, one, I've already had it and I seem to still be immune to it, and I know what COVID is going to do to me, and I have no idea what the vaccine is going to do to me. To which he responded, yes, but it's not to protect you. It's to protect the other people who, you know, are immunocompromised. It's like, well, isn't that what their vaccine is for? To which she responded, well, there's evidence that people who are immunocompromised don't get much benefit from the vaccine.
And that's why historically people that are immunocompromised don't get vaccines. But for some reason with the COVID vaccine, it's like, nope, it doesn't matter. Everybody has to get it. Doesn't matter if you're 5 years old. You need to get it.
And the weirdest thing about that, right, is enforcing everyone to get it. They're admitting, because they know that people are going to die from the vaccine. Right, there's a subset of people who will have an adverse reaction and perish from the vaccine.
Absolutely.
And they're saying that for the greater society, it's okay to lose those people to make sure everyone else is protected.
Oh, God.
It's in there. Like, that's the logic, right? But for you to say, like, I don't want to take that risk, right? I don't want to risk my own life to protect your life. Right.
Which you wouldn't
now
even
you're,
do
now
because
you're a terrible person.
Vaccinated people can still get COVID-19 and they can still spread COVID-19. So it wouldn't even do anything
right
to help that immunocompromised person in the first place. It's right. All very confusing. And
but they don't want to talk about the fact that they're willing to sacrifice a subset of the population for the greater good, quote unquote.
I mean, especially children. I saw a screenshot today of someone who was arguing with someone else on Twitter saying, look, I'm nervous about getting my kid their second shot because my brother-in-law's someone's 13-year-old kid just died.
Yep.
3 days after getting their second shot.
Completely unrelated.
No, I mean, they seemed to suggest it was unrelated, right?
Of course they did.
But the other person was like, well, yeah, you gotta, especially if they're a male, you have to check their heart rate constantly, even wake them up in the middle of the night to check their heart. What kind of insane mother are you to give your child this vaccine that requires you to check their heart rate at 3 o'clock in the morning to make sure they didn't die in their sleep?
And now I'm seeing articles that are kind of trying to normalize children having heart attacks and strokes. Like, I saw one that, like, oh, you need to know the signs of a stroke for your kids because it's not unlikely that a child could have a stroke. But yes, no, it is unlikely.
Yes,
it's very unlikely.
It can happen, but not at the rate, you know, after.
It can happen, but only if you give your kid the COVID vaccine.
And that certainly seems to be true about heart attacks. And it's just amazing to me that anyone is willing to give their 5-year-old kid the vaccine despite having no research whatsoever to back up whether or not it's actually safe. And as if there's data to suggest that it's more likely to cause heart problems in males than it is females, and there's some kind of data there that suggests the thing isn't safe, and maybe we should pay attention to that aspect.
And if there's not data there yet, do you really want to be the test subject?
I wouldn't want to be, but that's why I'm not getting vaccinated.
Yes.
This article goes on, anti-vaxxers are only more willing than other Americans to live with the risk of catching COVID-19 because they foolishly believe it's riskier to take one of the vaccines. Well,
because it kind of is after you've had COVID.
On a case-by-case basis, absolutely. It's riskier for me to take this unknown vaccine than it is for me to have COVID-19.
Yeah.
Because I've had COVID-19 and I know what it did.
Yeah. Same here.
Well, most Americans make a similar calculation when it comes to the drunk driving mandate in the infrastructure bill, where they accept the trade-off, giving up some of their personal freedom and responsibility in return for the promise of living in a country where they never need fear being injured or killed by a drunk driver.
Until someone bypasses the technology, drives drunk, hits someone, survives, because drunkie always survives. Kills an innocent, sober guy.
It's also the reality that these are not going to be, even if this law gets passed, and I assume that it did. I don't know the details of what the Biden administration and Congress are doing, but it's not going to affect cars that aren't made, that are made before this bill is passed, right?
Right.
And that's going to be 99.9% of vehicles, because most people don't drive a current year car.
Right. And that's, to transition this a little bit for the self-driving side of things, right, there are people out there that go like, well, we can't have self-driving until we only have self-driving because the human factor gets in the way, right? Like, humans make decisions and make choices that will affect how the self-driving cars operate. But if we can all get self-driving cars on the road, then it'll all work together because they'll be, you know, networked in.
I don't know that that's true, because in order to prove I'm not a robot, Google requires me to identify crosswalks and red lights and buses and things like that.
I wonder why. Are they training it for?
But you would expect that, you know, if that's how we determine a robot from a human, then the AI probably can't make that distinction, and we probably shouldn't let them drive cars at this point.
Yet. That's why they're training it.
I know. That's what it's all about. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden is returning to the White House after a weekend away at Camp David, and tomorrow he's going to have a busy Monday. The president expected to sign the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill recently passed by Congress. And then tomorrow evening, President Biden is to have a virtual summit, the first ever bilateral meeting he'll be having with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. Investigators are reportedly telling the Daughtry family that the death of their eldest daughter was a homicide. Sources close to the family also telling TMZ that her boyfriend, Bobby Jolly, was taken into custody in Tennessee, police not revealing any details about the arrest or even whether he's a suspect in the death of the 25-year-old woman, who's the daughter of Chris Daughtry, the founder of the band Daughtry, following his American Idol stardom. Democratic U.S. House member Adam Schiff is celebrating the indictment of former Trump advisor Steve Bannon on contempt of Congress charges. The California Democrat telling NBC's Meet the Press that Bannon refused to honor a subpoena to testify before the House committee that's investigating the January attack on the Capitol and that he deserved to be indicted. Schiff saying he hopes it serves as a warning to all former White House officials, including Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who also has refused to honor a subpoena from that same committee. A rotary phone in the forests of the Pacific Northwest is helping people make long-distance calls to lost loved ones. The phone was placed in Priest Point Park outside Olympia by a photographer, Corey Dembeck, who says he was inspired by a similar telephone of the wind in Japan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to weigh in at 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Richard Rich.
And for those who don't remember, while we were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or Pork Fest, I don't remember exactly when it happened, a libertarian activist named John Hurley was killed by police. And I don't remember all of the details about it. It seemed... Nikki, you have a story about it. Do you remember what exactly happened here?
There was an active shooter in, I want to say it was a Bass Pro Shops, but it might have, what it was a store, a grocery store or something. There was an active shooter, and he was carrying, so he did the responsible thing to do, and he shot the active shooter to save everybody else in the building. And then when the police finally arrived, they either thought that he was the shooter, or... They shot him and killed him.
Active shooter and police show up and there's a guy with a gun. They're going to assume he's the active shooter. That's just how it goes.
So I think I would have put the gun down once I was aware that the threat had been neutralized and assuming that someone had called the police.
Understood.
But still,
sage advice.
I don't know the details of that, though.
Shoot first and ask questions later is still not what the police should be doing.
it's kind of what they do.
It is what they do, but it's not what they should be
Understood.
Doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's just outright saying that they value their own lives more than they do the value of citizens. And obviously that's going to be true, right? But they're supposed to be all about self-sacrifice and risking their lives. They're not willing to risk their lives if they're going to kill someone like John Hurley because he happens to be armed.
I'm pretty sure they've overtly said that in not so many words, like, we're going to get home safe to our families.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't really listen when cops talk. I just sort of tune them out because they sound like the teacher from, you know, Peanuts.
Yeah.
And they never say anything more important than that teacher did anyway, so.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on, because there's an update.
If you open a browser, look at the TV, or scroll through social media, chances are you are going to see Kyle Rittenhouse's face plastered across all of them.
Yep.
That's true, and I haven't even followed any of the trial, and yet I know more about it than I should. Like, you mentioned Call of Duty before the show, and I had seen memes about the prosecutor asking about Call of Duty, but I didn't dare believe that a prosecutor was that stupid. But
he's pretty stupid.
I have missed 0 minutes of that entire proceedings. So here's the thing. The prosecutor, at the first few days of when he was questioning the witnesses for the prosecution, like, he was spot on. Like, oh, man. Like, I'm already biased and prejudiced, but I can see this case being made. And as an unbiased member of the jury, like, he was slick, and then it just kind of went downhill from there.
Yep. So the right is propping him up as a hero, while the left is calling for blood. However, as the trial proceeds, it simply looks like it is an act of self-defense. The case is only being showed to the forefront of the media airwaves due to the fact that it is so divisive. In the meantime,
I don't know why it's that divisive.
Because he's a white kid at a Black Lives Rally, Black Lives Matter riot. And then he shot three people with an AR-15, which is the big, black, scary, you know, white supremacist gun.
But all of his victims were white, right?
The left doesn't know that.
No. They don't care.
I've seen screenshots where I was so caught up in my progressive bubble, I didn't even realize the victims were white. Yeah. That changes everything. Why does it change everything?
It should change nothing, but it does.
It does.
In the meantime, earlier this week in Arvada, Colorado, a police officer who killed an actual proven hero found out that he will not be charged with a crime. That hero was John Hurley, and he stopped a mass shooting in its tracks.
They even praised him as a hero.
Yeah, and after they killed him.
Yeah. Good job, John. Thank you for your sacrifice, bro.
So he stopped a mass shooting in its tracks, only to be gunned down by police. As this case is not nearly as divisive, the corporate media is choosing to largely ignore it.
Where were the libertarians at the defund the police rallies at that time, right? Killed an innocent hero. Like, that's a good reason to defund the police. Get out there and protest.
As far as I know, the libertarians have always been about defunding the police.
I did not see any John Hurley rallies.
Okay,
or riots.
That's true.
Yeah. There definitely should have been. Maybe it was because this happened in Colorado and we're all the way in New Hampshire. But either way, yeah, there should have been more noise about this from libertarians in New Hampshire.
Kyle Rittenhouse happened in Wisconsin, and that's everywhere. Just saying.
Because it's plastered everywhere. It's all you can see.
Right.
Well, the media is obsessed with it because, as they said, it's, for whatever reason, it's divisive.
Yeah.
So a little bit more background on John Hurley. In June, a deranged gunman began what was about to be a deadly mass shooting. Allegedly. His first victim would be Arvada police officer Gordon Beasley. The second victim would be a hero and local activist John Hurley. Hurley would not die in the hands of the other shooter. Instead, Hurley would only be gunned down moments later by responding Arvada cops.
Only a cop would kill the killer of a cop killer.
I didn't know that the first victim was a cop that the armed shooter shot.
So it seems like the cops were already there, or maybe he was off duty. I really don't know the specifics of that.
I don't either. Yeah. But John Hurley came forward and did what, you know, he had been training to do, and he took out the active shooter. Police showed up and killed him and then congratulated him on such a job well done of preventing an armed shooting.
Posthumous award for heroism.
So the cop is not being charged. That's
nope.
Correct.
That cop was identified this month as Craig Brownlow. On Monday, First Judicial District Attorney Alexis King announced that Brownlow will face no consequences for murdering Hurley, claiming he had reasonable grounds to believe Hurley was the shooter. Well, he was a shooter. He was the one that saved everybody.
Was he shooting when they arrived? Because as far as I'm aware, when there's an active shooter situation, they don't shoot one person and then just hang out.
Right.
So if you call in an active shooter, you got to think people are going to be firing bullets when you get there, not hanging around chilling, having people patting him on the back. Great job, man.
Unless it's in Wisconsin where you can shoot three and the cops don't even care.
Yeah, they just drive right past him.
What are you referring to?
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Like I said, I never kept up with it. I didn't pay any attention to it. I just saw people arguing and was like, yeah, I don't want to have any horse in this fight.
You haven't seen the Urban Dictionary entry on the Kenosha hat trick?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Are you allowed to see that?
I'm not allowed to bring it up, but if somebody else pulls it up, I can look at it.
I will probably pull that up for you at the commercial break.
So this is a statement from the judge. The officer here had objectively reasonable grounds to believe and did believe he and other people were in imminent danger of being killed that day, King said in a news conference Monday afternoon. The officer saw a mass shooter, heard many rounds of gunfire in the broad daylight in the heart of Old Town Arvada. Thus, the decision to shoot John Hurley was legally justifiable despite his heroic actions that day.
Okay, so he wasn't a responding police officer who was there because he was reporting to an active shooter. He was just in the area, heard the gunfire, went in, saw John Hurley with the gun, and killed him.
That's what it sounds like, yes.
I mean, okay, I hear that, and I don't want to sound like I like the cops, but if you are a cop in the area, right, and you have the opportunity to be a first responder, you probably should do that.
Instead of hiding on your desk or whatever that cop did in Florida.
Or waiting for the call to come in and go like, yeah, not my job today, like let somebody else take it. So the fact that the cop responded to shots, I'm okay with.
Yeah, there's really no part of this that I'm not okay with. It's tragic and it's awful, but the cop heard shooting. He went in, he saw one person with a gun, so he kind of did what cops are supposed to do.
It's what we would want cops to do after they have identified the actual active shooter as the actual active shooter.
Yes.
Okay.
He definitely should have hesitated a bit, but, you know, in that situation, for all I know, every second of hesitation is just one more dead body.
Like, I've watched the movies, and they usually go, freeze, drop the gun, right? And not, you know, or at least they used to in the old movies.
Well, now they just shoot, right? Because it's less paperwork.
Now they're also shooting autistic kids in their front yard in front of their moms, so they'll really shoot anything, whether it's a threat or not.
Are you referring to that 9-year-old who was shot like 17 times by responding police because the mother called and was like, hey, I need you to help get my kid under control, and they showed up and shot him?
Yeah. Yeah. He's under control now.
And then some.
You gotta be more specific when you talk to the cops.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and I'm really regretting not paying any attention to this Cal Rittenhouse thing.
Glad I could fill you in on the break.
Well, yes, and I appreciate that, but as I'm sitting here doing the show, I'm realizing that, you know, my personal disinterest in the entire subject has gotten in the way of my professional capacity to do the show, because obviously it's a hot topic and people are going to want to call in and share their opinions about it. And I don't know anything about any of it except that this dude, from what I can tell, killed some people in self-defense and now he's being tried. And the prosecutor may or may not be incompetent. The judge may or may not be incompetent.
The greatest thing about the judge, okay, the judge, I don't know if you've seen this, Nikki. At some point during the trial, his phone rings, like his personal cell phone rings.
I did not see this.
Okay.
The judge's phone rings?
The judge's phone rings. And so the media picks up on the ringtone, right, and go like, that is the same song that Trump comes out to at his rallies.
What song is that?
I don't know the song.
Well, it seemed like you knew the song.
Well, I knew that it was the same song. I just don't know the song. I mean, look up the Trump rally song or the judge song. It's going to be there. It's in the news. But they're like, he's completely biased because he's a Trump supporter. And so he obviously can't be, you know, unbiased in this matter.
I haven't paid any attention to that. And I kind of hate that because it sounds like it's been entertaining. I don't know if I could watch every minute of the footage like you've done.
Oh, dude, when they started cross-examination, like I made popcorn. He got on the stand. I'm like, this is the day Kyle's taking the stand, and I got to cross-examine. I made popcorn. I was, like, totally into that.
Well, we have Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us?
Thank you,
yeah,
everyone, and I appreciate you taking my call. I have to say, is it Conan with you?
No, it's me, Nikki, and Richie.
Richie. Oh, okay, Richie. We've met.
Yes, we have.
You just told us that you thought that the cops should have shot Hurley.
I didn't say that they should have.
That's true?
No, I didn't say that they should have. What I said was, if your line of work is the police, regardless of whether or not you're on duty or responding to a call, that if you hear gunshots, I would think it's justified that you respond to that event.
I would say that's true of any responsible armed citizen.
Well, maybe not.
We know that.
Go ahead, Beslav.
We know that, for instance, that the courts have denied there to be any requirement of response. But
irrelevant. Let's just assume that it wasn't a cop. It was just some other Good Samaritan citizen out there who had a gun, knew how to use it, who heard gunshots, ran into the store, saw John Hurley there with a gun. Would he be justified in shooting and killing John Hurley?
No.
No. And the reason I'm saying that is that even Kyle Rittenhouse avoided shooting someone who was at a person right in front of him that had a Glock and didn't have it aimed at anyone yet, and didn't shoot the guy until the aim came down to Kyle's head.
Yep. And that was the testimony of the star witness for the prosecution.
Right.
Well, I mean, obviously, exactly. If you're the gun owner, then you're well aware that someone having a firearm in their hand is not necessarily a threat to you.
But as a gun owner, I am not morally or legally obligated to respond to an active shooter just because I have a gun.
No, I didn't mean to suggest that you were.
Yeah.
But
or as a responsible citizen. If I can get away, I'm getting away.
Sure.
Yeah.
And no one would blame you for that.
I don't care. Blame me all you want. I'm getting away.
That is what Kyle attempted to do as well.
Yeah.
So I think that Kyle, behaved nearly perfectly. He might have shot off a couple of rounds he didn't need to, but
and he might get in trouble for that.
Most cops. Empty their friggin' magazines, at least one, into a threat. They're just bad, bad trained LEOs.
I mean, there's a story really a few years ago, I think it was on the Call to Freedom that we covered it, but like there was a break-in at an Apple store and something like 20 New York cops responded to it and they all missed the person they were trying to shoot at. It was really comical. I wish I could remember more details than that, other than that it was in New York City and it was an Apple store.
And there were a lot of collateral damage, too.
Right. So if we want to take this out of the cop context for a moment, right, like as an anarchist, right, I don't like the police. I'm on record saying worse. I'm not going to say it again here. However, I'm all for, like, private security services. Right, and part of the duty of a private security guard, on or off duty at the time, right? It was like if that's part of your purview to like respond to these sort of situations, that's the sort of behavior I would expect. Not to shoot the first guy you see with a gun, but if you're in the area to respond accordingly as a responsible part of your profession.
Correct.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Beslav. I don't know that I agree or disagree with the assessment because I've never been in one of these positions. You know, it makes more sense to just leave the scene, right? But if you do that, you have no idea how many people are going to die.
It's also not my responsibility to save them. Like, I didn't sign up for that.
I'm not saying it's anyone's responsibility, but I would feel bad if I was capable of doing something about it to choose to not do something about it. Like, at the moment, it's a moot point because I can't have a firearm anyway, right?
We started with risk assessment, right? Sure. Assess your own risk. Like, if you want to go in there and be the hero, by all means, I'm not going to stop you, right? But if I can get out the back door, like it's a restaurant, I'm going through the kitchen because kitchen has a delivery exit out back. I'm taking me and my family out the kitchen.
But the question of what someone should do if they respond to one of these active shootings, whether they're a cop or just a citizen with a weapon, is, I think, interesting. Because if they are there and they do know there is an armed shooter, someone just got shot, someone's laying on the ground bleeding to death, and someone else is holding a gun, how much time do you stand there evaluating the situation before you act?
You're going to have split seconds, and you have to commit one way or the other.
Exactly.
If you're going to go in, you have to go in knowing that it's going to, you're now in a gunfight. Right?
Yeah.
You are now in a gunfight. If you have a gun and there's a guy with a gun and you're going to engage that situation, you're now in a gunfight. You've chosen into a gunfight.
You make a good argument for just keep walking.
If you can. if the gun comes at you or if you think he's now going to turn and attack you and you cannot get away, by all means, draw and neutralize the threat.
I mean, regardless of what should have been done or should have happened here, it's really just a sad case because this guy's a hero. He saved a bunch of people, and as a result, he got shot and murdered by the police.
And they're taking no responsibility for it.
Nope. So the article goes on to say that the three officers were eating lunch nearby and saw the gunman, who was Troke, the original gunman who was starting the mass shooting event, dressed in all black, carrying an AR-15. When they found him...
Big scary gun.
Yeah, big scary gun.
When they found a dude who was dressed in all black and the cops are just sitting there having some Dunkin' Donuts or something, just watching this go on, like, man, that's not weird at all, is it?
I want to live in a society where that is not weird at all.
I do too.
Okay.
But in our society, it is weird.
Sure. We have to normalize that where you can walk down the street wearing whatever you want, carrying whatever firearm you want.
You can in New Hampshire.
Understood.
You can.
But even then, they poo-poo, like libertarians will poo-poo open rifle carry.
Really? What libertarians are these?
The ones that would prefer that you conceal it so as not to, you know, so as not to allow people to know that you're carrying.
How do you conceal an AR-15?
You don't.
It's pretty hard.
That's why they don't want rifle carry.
So they just don't like open carry?
There's a subset that doesn't like open carry.
Fake libertarians.
Sure.
I think open carrying solves more problems than concealed carrying, right?
Maybe.
I mean, if someone sees you have a gun, they're going to leave you alone just because they know you have a gun.
Well, if everybody has a gun, then that solves all of our issues.
If they want that gun, they know how to get that gun.
But you have the gun, so
right.
They have to be really quick about it, right?
Or they have to catch you slipping. Right, like if you're at the convenience store at the checkout line, paying for your Skittles, right, and I want that gun, you're going to get bonked on the back of the head before you know how to respond.
Well, and that's another thing about daily carrying is if you have a firearm on you, whether it's concealed or not, you always have to stay vigilant. And I would almost argue that whether you have a firearm or not, you should always be vigilant. You should always be looking at your exits. You should always be monitoring the people that are around and the circumstances that you're in. It's just the smart, safe thing to do.
Pay attention. That is a highly energy-intensive activity that not everyone's going to do on a regular basis.
Still, I would have to argue that, you know, open carrying probably makes you less likely to have a need for your gun than concealed carrying, and I think that's where the benefit really is.
Sure.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. You're welcome to join us. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.